I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. Joining me now on the program is Judy Gustafson and George Udermull from the board of the Grateful Dogs of Juneau, here to talk about the annual pet food drive. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
So, Judy, well, we're very happy to have you here. Judy, can you tell us about the work of Grateful Dogs?
Grateful Dogs is a local organization of responsible pet owners, and we advocate for dog owners and engage in public service to serve the Juneau dog community and the community at large. And right now, we're starting our yearly pet food drive.
Okay, well, why don't you tell us how that works? George, would you like to give us some of the details on that?
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. Yes. This year, due to COVID-19 restrictions, we're only able to offer a collection points at two points in the community, through Petco and through the Southeast Alaska Animal Medical Center, which is the vet clinic over behind Fred Myers on Glacier Highway. And the pet food drive started last Monday and will go through this coming Sunday. And in each of those locations, we'll be accepting dog and cat food for distribution to local food banks.
Okay. And so are there particular types of pet food that you're looking for?
In particular, we're looking for cat and dog food, dry and canned, whatever people feel appropriate to donate. Unfortunately, we don't have the ability or facilities to deal with the pet food for exotics like birds and reptiles and rodents, those kinds of things. So primarily we stick with cats and dogs.
Okay, very good. And do you guys have a goal on how many cans you hope to be able to collect during this effort?
Last year, we collected 1,100 pounds, and because of the need in the community this year, we're hoping we'll collect more than that. Okay. We totally collected over the whole year about 15,000 pounds, and we've given it all out, and in fact, we've even sent some to the little villages around us. But most of it stays here in Juneau.
Okay, very good. So can you remind us again how long people have to participate in the pet food drive? When are you hoping to have all donations in?
By Saturday, by the end of Saturday.
Okay, very good. And for those who have pets but maybe struggling to give them all the nutrition that they need, where should they go to be the recipients of some of this donated pet food?
We give most of the food to the food bank. There are a couple of food pantries in town, and they also accept some, but most of it goes to the food bank.
Okay, very good. Well, do either of you have anything else you'd like to share with our audience this afternoon?
Well, I'd like to thank the Juneau community for supporting us all these many years, and hope that they contribute more to help address the needs in the community. And also want to help thank not only at Petco and Southeast Alaska Animal Medical Center, but all those other businesses which in prior years, the Foodland IGA, Super Bear IGA, Juneau Animal Hospital, the Tonkas Vets, Pet Nanny, Canines Unlimited, all those companies in the past which have supported us and who hope to be working with them again next year.
Okay, terrific. And Judy, anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you very much for having us, and we hope that the community will support this effort.
Okay, Judy Gustafson and George Udermull of the Grateful Dogs of Juneau, thank you for the work you're doing and working to support pet owners so that they can take good care of their animals this winter. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you.